I'd like to invite you in this sitting to cultivate something in particular that really supports embodiment and living in the world, which is the mindfulness of body in the belly center. The belly center, right, belly button down, hips, pelvis, that area there, which if you check it out for yourself, and you can tell me if it's different for you, when we are spun around by our mind, or the worldly winds, right, of praise and blame, of success and failure, you know how it goes. What often happens is that we lose contact first with the ground, right? We come up to the head, we try to come either to the head or out, if it's too painful, to deal. So something about learning how to inhabit this belly center and the legs is on a very visceral level, it's very obvious because it's our kind of base. And it also supports the heart mind in a particular way, the citta. So I will guide us into this sitting. I'll guide us, and we'll have a 20-25 minute sitting where this is for mindfulness of belly breathing. And it supports the samadhi aspect of practice, that firming up of consciousness, that kind of firm, solid presence that is both the basis for insight but is the place of grounding in the world as well. And as you do this practice, we're each different depending on our history as to how easy it is or not to start to make contact and inhabit this belly area. So be very respectful and not judging yourself. It's a training, right? Some of us might find that we just touch the sense of belly breathing and then we're away, back into the head center. Something a little bit more fast, right? The mind moves fast. That can be for a number of reasons. It can just simply be training, that we're much more trained to be in the head. The head, the thoughts are much faster and a little bit more pulling. It can be because it's been hard to be present in the belly area. When we get very afraid, we often pull away from belly, or we may have had experiences in the belly that haven't been great. So it's a training, coming back respectfully, but keep going with it. We can more and more start to inhabit and get the benefit of this aspect of being human. So take your seat. Yeah, and observe all your reactions as well, of like, oh, I don't like belly, I want to go to the light, or whatever your mind does. How's this going to help me with my... It will actually, it's very helpful. So take a moment to deep breath in deliberately through the nostrils. And as you breathe out, let the breath come to the flesh of your buttocks and let it melt a little bit. At least invite it to melt. Notice if you're willing. Notice if you just want to go up to the up realms. Right. See if you come down in this sitting. Breathing in. Breathing out into the pelvis bones, those kind of wings at the side of the pelvis, as if you could breathe right through them, as if they were porous to your breath and your awareness. Breathing right through the pelvis bones. Breathing in. And breathing out from the belly button, through the guts that we sometimes hold tightly, right down through the intestines to the rectum, breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out into the back of the sacrum, the sacroiliac joints, that firm pelvis at the back, right to that curve of the tail. Notice if it's not easy for you, and just clock that and invite yourself back. And now breathing in. Breathing out a little bit below the belly button into the spot about 3 finger widths down from the belly button and in a little bit. It can be a sensitive spot, sometimes called the hara, lower or lower dantian, or the calf center. Breathing out below the belly button. So in this sitting, you can either use that spot as a focus for attention, 3 or 4 finger widths down from the belly button, right? If your fingers are closed, you can feel it if you like. So put your finger in your belly button, 4 fingers down to where your little finger comes, and then a couple of finger widths in from there. You're very welcome to use that spot as a place to anchor the attention. Or a little bit wider to the whole pelvis, lower back, belly, genital area, tops of the thighs. Just see what it's like to train the mind in this very particular way, breath by breath. Let's practice. And letting all the thoughts and excitement or agitation enfold back into the out-breath as we bring the mind to a slower stream. Belly is much slower than the speed of the head and the movement of the feelings of the heart. Start to get a taste for this slower, meatier denser presence. Let the breath guide you into that area. See how your pelvis wants to breathe. The breath isn't something that only happens in the lungs. Everything is affected by breath. You might notice the rising of the abdomen on the in-breath and the falling of the abdomen on the out-breath. See however it is that you become awake to body breathing in that area. How does my pelvis want to breathe? If it's difficult to make contact with that area, you might bring your awareness wide around the periphery of your pelvis in the space around. And notice what it's like to station the attention there. And let the body breathe from there. steadying the mind. As you breathe out into the belly, with the belly. As the belly. Unhooking from the thought, breathing out, let the shoulders drop. You are here, this seat, this body, this location. Letting your belly show you how your body breathes. Where is your mind now? Beginning again and again. Training the attention just for this breath, not for the rest of the day or the rest of your life, but just for this breath. May all beings know refuge. May all beings know real ground. May all beings meet themselves with kindness in their locations.